Truma, Tavshin Ein Tes. So, on the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, right? We have a building, Ve'osu L'Mikdash, which is a mitzvah to build the Mikdash. So, Shitas HaRambam, in mitzvah Chof, it says, U'shitzivanu livno is beis abchira lo'ov d'lavoida boi, l'avoida, bo yia akrova ve'avor asa'i shtomit ve'lav tia alicha. So, the mitzvah is to build a mokom avoida. And the Rambam adds and says like this, והנה הסבר שבניין בסבחיר המצווה בפני עצמו. וכבר ביארנו שזה הכלל כל מינים רבים שממנוירה והשולחה והמזבח וזולוסם. The מזבח, the structure, includes not only the structure, but it includes the kelim, includes the utensils that you have to use to worship Hashem, which is the menoira, the shulchan, the מזבח and זולוסם. Kula mechelki hamikdash. They are part of the mikdash. They are called ikor mikdash. So everything goes into the rubric of a mikdash. So there's only one mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah. Okay? Ukvar yichad atziv b'chol chelik v'chelik, omru b'mizbeach, that's what he says. So the Rambam says, I count only one mitzvah, because all the kelim are how to be able to see. Since the mikdash is a mokom avoida, is a place where you worship, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you bring korbanos, etc. The kelim are the echetim, so to bring the korbanos, and therefore they are chelik of the same mitzvah. It's all parts, are different parts, different components of the same mitzvah. So the Ramban says in mitzvah lamed gimel, and he argues, v'hine hu chelik mitzvah savoide, called Rambam is chelik mitzvah savoide, but he says like this. Now, the Ramban says, "Ukvar nisbaya shei moinim chelke mitzvah." The Ramban agrees. Components of a mitzvah you don't count them as separate mitzvahs. Every component is part of one larger unit. Lo nimne anachnu asiyas ashulcha ve'abizbeach. So he calls the Ramban. Lo nimne anachnu asiyas ashulcha ve'menuera bizbeach mitzvah. B'mini she'savinu losum leche. No, a second. So he says like this. I'm sorry. And it says, Veluch shebeinei atam shekosav bo'arav. So says the Ramban, the reason that the Rambam adds, Shem chaloki mechelki ha-mikdash, when the Rambam says that the reason you don't count because they're components of the mikdash. Lefish eina kelim in abayis. First of all, the kelim are movable. They are not part of the structure. Aval hem shtai mitzves ve'eina me'akvoi zu etzu. But they are separate mitzvahs. The kelim and the bais, the ritual utensils are separate mitzvahs because they are not part of the structure. And more, umakrivim ba'bais afa b'shem b'kelim elu. You don't need the kelim to be makriv. And therefore, they are not part and parcel of the mikdash. That's what the Ramban writes in mitzvah regimel. Now, what does the Rambam hold? So the Klichemda already quotes the Yerushalmi in the Tosefta, that what the Rambam writes, the Ramban, for the over portion, the Ramban is telling you that the kelim are not me'akev. It's not so simple. Says the Klichemda, because if you look at it, this idea that the Ram that he writes, that the kelim are not me'akev, is not so poshut. He says, Anitoma, the pshita le de kol kach de ina kelim me'akvim is akrova. He's saying that the kelim are not me'akiv. Ve'um va'mevur betosefta, betosefta menoches, amenoira ve'ashulchan ve'mizbeichu is me'akvoit zu'etzu, they are me'akiv. In the Rishalmi, Shkolim says, Omar Becheskia, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, ha'shulchan ve'menoira ve'mizbeichu is aparoichu is me'akvim is akorbonas. You cannot be makiv the korbon, Radin, Diver Meir. V'chachom imoim melech ha'me'akiv akorb, dan lakiyur v'kan. Omer b'chanin nakam b'avoyda shebifnim, which they are me'akiv all the kelim, b'avoyda shebechutz is only that. And it says beferush, v'ayim b'meforshim, d'avoyda spenim me'akvin. So the Ramban is telling you that's not me'akiv for the v'poshut, b'chateisi, it's yeah me'akiv. So the Klichemda actually answers in Parshas Pekudei that perhaps the Ramban is learning that when is me'akiv, if you have the kelim, but they're not placed in the right place, that's me'akiv the korban. But in the case that you don't have the menorah, or you don't have the paroiches, you could still be makiv the korban. Okay, so that's a machlokes. The Rambam holds the kelim makiv because they're components of the mikdash. The Ramban holds only if you have them. But the question is, what is the halacha by Oren? So he quotes, he quotes the following. Says the Klichemda, the korba deile taklim chadetim pirshu, the lefize, since the according to the Yerushalmi, the shulchan, the menorah, me'akev, gam ha'oron me'akev avodas pnim, avodas ha'oron is also me'akev avodas pnim. Okay? Why? Because it's a tzima. Vayasem es ha'oron. And so, that's what it mashma. And he asks a question, the Klichemda, my yanu ebay sheni, ha'yoisim kol avodas ha'pnim, yes, meaning how can you go ahead and do the azoiz ha'pnim yus? In the base of English, in bay sheni, there was no oron. How did they take the place of the Oren? And that's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. If the kelim are me'akev, what do you do with the Oren? Now to answer this, so the Klichemda himself says that the word is that what's the idea of the Oren? Meaning, how is the Oren possible that you didn't have Oren by Sheni? And he says the following. So he wants to say that the kelim that you have, that's what the answer is in Parshas Pekudei, and he says, "Im ken yeshloimar, shebe'emes sois agniza b'mikdash." The words, the halacha, the Gemara says that the Oren HaKodesh was indignas, meaning it was buried. And he says, "Poshpshat, this could be the buried, doesn't mean it was physically buried. It was buried in a way that you couldn't see, like I always say, that's the Loshon, or Harishon is Nignas. HaKadosh Baruch was goines letzadikim, the or Harishon. What does it mean he was goines letzadikim? He didn't bury them. He buried them in Nignas, he's made him hidden, that you couldn't see. Made it to Pshat in the Oren. And it says, Rak shaloya nirel neikur yisrol, kubay sinisha mokom Oren in the Menamida, benesa yaoimet, davar sheni, is the Oren didn't see. So Nigla is like Oren Rishon. So could, says the Klichemda in Parshas Pekudei, could very well be that the Oren was there. Only that the Oren was Nignas that you couldn't see. It was invisible. That's the Klichemda. Rav Chaim in Yuma, in Daf Nun Beis, and he says, what's the pshat? So he wants to say that the Vivaldi, the Oren was Nignas, according to one man, the Omar, is the Oren HaKodesh was Nignas, was buried. So being buried is still in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. So it means that the Oren is still there. But he asks Akasha, because the Chora, the Gemara Menocha says that, he says, we all know the Aloha is that the Mechilos, the tunnels, anything underground was done as Kodesh. So if the Oren, if the tunnels or anything underground is on his kadosh, so the Oren is not b'mkoymoy. So how can the Oren be sufficient? So he says, because the Gemara Menochas, because could be that the Oren HaKodesh was mekadosh the mokim, and the Gemara learns mokim and mekudosh l'kodesh. The Gemara learns it, then his kadosh mokim, that by the Oren is not necessary the Oren, what you need is a mokim that was niskadosh b'kdushas Oren. So that's Reb Chaim says to Terusim, either because it's Nignas, but then it's a problem because if it's Nignas, the Mechilos don't have Kedusha. Or the Pshat is that the Mokoim HaOren was Niskadesh, Mekudash LaKodesh, and that is the Kedusha HaOren that you need in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Now this, the Meshech Chochme says something givaldic. He says, if you look at, by the way, before that, according to Reb Chaim, the Oren has a special mokum kedusha. Rabbi Yoshiber wants to say that if you see in the Beis Hamikdash, there is always the kodesh and the kodesh hakodashim in the Eichal. There is something else which is even above, which is the mokum Oren. Mokum Oren, the shpitz. That's why the Kohen, when he did the ketores, and when he did the hazoyes, he had to be bein abadim. He couldn't do spritz, he could not do the hazoyes from outside the body, even though he was inside the Kodesh HaKodoshim, because this mokum hamikudash lakodesh is a separate mokum bifnei atzma. That's why there is a man de'omar, Rabbi Yudi Menochis, Daf Chozar Amud Beis, that biarei konis, the isur b'misa is only in the Oren, only b'in abadim. Why? Because it's a separate mokum bifnei atzma. Now, on the kasha that he asked Rav Chaim, if the oron was nignas to be kobim koimo lechore de michilu zonan miskadesh, lechore there is a meshach chochme, and the meshach chochme here gives a terutz. By the way, the Chavatzel Zashon also quotes the meshach chochme, and the meshach chochme goes in the posh in the posik melochim. Va'osim says boy ve'evnes abay. It says ve'evnes abayis. And he says, "V'osim sham mokum l'orin." In the bais, why do you have to pick a mokum l'orin? Doesn't say mokum l'orin. Dafka mokum l'orin. So he says, because if you hold that the mokum was mekudash according to Rav Chaim, that's very gishmak. But yose mokum l'orin, the ikar vort is to build a mokum l'orin for Bais Sheni. And he also say, perhaps according to the Gemara that says in Yuma that b'mi yoshiyahu the orin was nignas. Maybe the Osim Lokam Lamor needs that Shlomo Melech knew that the Oren would be Nigna, so he made the Mechilos Koidesh to be able to be going as the Oren. So to answer Reb Chaim's Kasha, it could be taken that this Vayosim Mokam Laoren means that he made a hiding place for the Oren and he was Bekadesh it. So either is a raya for Reb Chaim that he Bekadesh Mokam Laoren, because that's what Vasim Mokam Laoren, or maybe Vasim Mokam Laoren meaning has made a special hiding place or safe house for the Oren. And that was this Kaddish. So it comes out, Lemaise Bais Sheni, the Oren was Nignas. There were three ways of answering it. Either the Oren was visible, or because if he's Gonus, is a locker that he's there, or the Mokum Oren, the Oren, what's important is not the Oren itself, it's only the Mokum Oren. And the question is why? Why Bais Sheni could not have the Oren, and yet we have every Terutz in the world to explain how the Oren was virtually there? Why Bais Sheni is the Bais of a virtual Oren? That's question number one. Question number two is what the Kli Chemda asks is in the Hemshech, in the continuation of the Ramban says, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, he says the following. V'lachen etzli ha'asiyas ha'oren v'kapoyeres losum shama'idus timne bifnei v'atzma. Not only the kelim are mitzvah bifnei atzma, is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, also v'osas ha'oren atzishitim. The asiyas ha'oren is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. Now the Rambam doesn't count the oren either. Now the Liv Simcha answers, so the Kli Chemda quotes the following. Says the Kli Chemda, so the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs doesn't quote, and he says like this. In Chemdas Yisrael, he asks the following kasha. The Ramban, they say, is on the Kederach HaChaim in the Mitzvah, in the Chemdas Yisrael. In the Chemdas Yisrael, he asks the following. The Rambam here quotes, no mitzvah for the Oren. The Ramban quotes that there is a mitzvah. So, lechoyra, why there's no mitzvah? So he quotes the following. He says, the Mayan HaChochma, sorry, not the Lev Simcha, the Mayan HaChochma writes in Parshas Truma, that the Rambam holds that this Tachlis Binyan HaMishkan is over Oren VaKapoyres, v'im kena zi bichlal Binyan Mikdash. The Oren is also part of the Mikdash. Why? Because the Ikar Mikdash is the Ashros HaShchina. So therefore, the Oren is part of it. No, the Rambam says here, what's the mitzvah's mikdash? The mitzvah's mikdash is mokum avoida. And all the kid, the Oren, there's no avoida. And he says, afuch, the one who says that the ikar mishkan is not for avoida, but for ashros ashkin is the Ramban. The Ramban says this in Parshas Ekev, v'asisa lecha ornates, and he writes, tachlis ha-mechuvan b'chol ha-mishkan li'ez ha-shem yoyshev ha-kruvim sham, is all for the Ashros HaShchina. So as the kash is on the Ramban and on the Ramban, the kash on the Ramban is, if the ikar is the Ashros HaShchina, so the Oren is a part and parcel of the asisa mishkan. Why is he a mitzvah b'fnei atzma? And according to the Rambam, if it's not because of tachl of Ashros HaShchina, the ikar vort of the mishkan is a mokom ha-avoida, so then, the Oren should be a separate mitzvah. And he says the following, Koidem ha'egel, before the egel, haya ikar ha'mechuven etzorech ha'shros ha'shchina, Oren ha'kapoyres. The Mishkan changed. The Mishkan before Chet ha'egel was a mokom ha'shros ha'shchina, and therefore the Oren and the kapoyres were a component of the Asiyas ha'mishkan, not the other kelim. However, after Egel, they become Mokum Havoida, not Mokum Rosh Hashina. And that's why the Ramban holds that the Oren now is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. Right? Because it's not Mokum Rosh Hashina. Mashenken, the Rambam, Shita Yoni Moinia mitzvah, Yoni Kanta mitzvah, that's forever. The mitzvah Sa'oren today is not part and parcel of the Mishkan, but after Tikkun Chet Ha'Egel or before the Chet Ha'Egel, it was a part of the Mishkan. And therefore, we don't count it as a mitzvah bifnei atzma. So it comes out, according to the Chemda Sisol, there is a cataclysmic fundamental mitzvah between before Chet Ha'Egel and after Chet Ha'Egel. Before Chet Ha'Egel is Mokum Ashros Hashchina, after Chet Ha'Egel is Mokum Ha'Avoida. The Oren, is it chelek of the Asiyas Mishkan only before Chet Ha'Egel? After Chet Ha'Egel, no, because of Mokum Avoida. The question is why Chet Ha'Egel made such a change? Interestingly enough, the Meshech Chochma wants to say the same thing, that in Parshas Truma Utetzave, which is the Binyan Mishkan lifnei before the Chet, it was doing Cheshabes. That's why Parsha Shabbos is after Asiyas Mishkan in Parsha Kisisa, Sheshes Yomim. Mashenken, by Parsha Vayakel, which is the Binyan HaMishkan Lachar Chet Ha'Egel, on that is not Doche Shabbos. That's why the Mishkan Shabbos comes before the mitzvah of the Asiyas HaMikdash. The question is, what's the difference between before and afterwards? Question number two. Question number three is the Rambam. There is a famous Rambam in Moire Nevuchim. And the Rambam in the Moire wants to say the following. Says the Rambam in Moira Nevuchim, Perek Lamed Beis in Chalek Shlishi, that Bedoyme Lanhoga Zois, but Ki Efsha, okay, he says, Ki Efsha Tibi Digun Ligud Badachat, you can never change your nature very quickly. And therefore, it's impossible for a person to leave something that he's very accustomed to. So he says the following. That's why avoida rituals remained. Once upon a time, it's for avoida zora. So since you can't wane you, it can't stop you abruptly from avoida zora, from doing rituals, now you're channeling that chin, that thing to avoida Hashem. So says the Moire, that in the end, the mocker, the reason why we do korbanos is basically to allow us to wane out of avodah zarah. And that's what the Ramban asks in Vayikra, and he says, it doesn't make any sense. You tell me that the korbanos are only to wane a person from the avodah zarah? First of all, what happened to the people beforehand? Cain made a korban. Noach made a korban. What kind of avodah zarah were they trying to escape from? Now, the quote is that the truth is a medrash. The medrash in Parshas Achrimois is like the Rambam. Rapid Hashem Lablevi Oma Moshe Leben Melech Shegas Libo Yolav Yalomed Lechol Bosar Neverus Utreifus, like a bosar, like son of a king, was used to eat Neverus Utreifus. Omar Amelech Zeye Todi Rashulchoni, I'm going to invite him to eat by me, Ome Atzmo Unodur, and therefore he won't eat Treifus. We were very used and accustomed to the avodah zarah. We bring our korbanos, korbanim laseirim, vein seirim and asherim. Okay. Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, yiyu makrivim lefana becholes. They are basically hooked on bringing korbanos, bringing sacrifices for avodah zarah. They should come into me. This way is a way to wane out and to really separate yourself from Vitzkei Chovim. So what the Ramban has such a big problem with the Rambam is really a Medrash Rabbah. And the question is, why were people makrib before? And I told that the Torah makes such a big issue of korban. It comes out, this is the only way to wane you out of Vitzkei Chovim. So to answer all of this, I want to use the Reb Tzadok right in Likutei Mamorim. At the end of Likutei Mamorim, it says the following. It says, if you look at the difference between Erev Rav and Klal Yisrael, Erev Rav, Klal Yisrael, were trying to create a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which was essential and real, not needing to anything tangible or physical. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael, thought that he's unnecessary. We ought to create a dveikus, a complete dveikus. That's why Kikol Eida, that's why Korach Steiner has resounded very well to Klal Yisrael, Kikol Eida, Kulam Kedoshim, Umadu Tistatul Nashem. Ashenken, Erev Rav, they were, people were Avodah Zorah. What's Avodah Zorah? Avodah Zorah is the need to find something real, something tangible, something that you could grasp. And therefore, they used this. Moshe Rabbeinu was their intermediary. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole Yiddishkeit was based on Moshe. Ki zeh ha'ish Moish lo'yadanu me'hayaloi. Therefore, they wanted the replacement. Klal Yisrael connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in essence, in our dveikus. The Goyim, which is Erev Rav, need some kind of a tangible, some kind of a graspable ritual to connect. That is what the Avodah Zorah came about. The Ram says that when the people in Dor Enosh, they wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they needed something tangible to relate to. So they use the Shemesh and the Areach, the sun and the moon, as a vehicle or as a springboard to connect to Hashem. Little by little, this thing got a life of its own. Our avodah is to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu in the essence. Comes out, says the Tzaddik, what the Rambam writes, that korbones are a tikkun to avodah zorah, it's really. Because if not for Chet Ha'egel and avodah zorah, you did not need the physical ritual. You didn't need to take animals to be bring yourself closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It would have been enough just with izboinenus and understanding and meditation and learning a real deeper connection, a real metaphysical connection without any actions intermediary. So Avodah Zorah and the korbonos are hanuach because it takes away the soul bishlama before Matan Torah, like Adam Arishon, like Adam, like Cain and Hevel and Noach, they were before Matan Torah. So their connection had to be through something physical, through some actions, the korbonos, rituals. Hashenke b'matan Torah, that pel pe'a daber boy, that we are showing me directly pe'a gvura, is shokeinim in shiku ispiyu, that's a connection be'etzem. And if not for Chet Ha'egel, the shechina de'a v'shochanti b'soichem d'mikdash is a mokri mashros ha'shechina, is a chibur between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, without any ritual, without any intermediaries. So therefore, the Chavdas Yisrael says, before Chet Ha'egel, the Mikdash was nothing but a Mokom Ashros HaShechina. And the Ikar HaKli was the Oren. After Bai Sheini, after Chet Ha'egel, that we needed something tangible. We needed something physical, something graspable. So then we had to use this as a way to connect the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Ikar Mokom of connection became a Mokom HaVoidah. Therefore, it becomes a mokum hakorbonus after Chet Ha'egel. That's what the Chavdas Yisrael, and that everybody agrees. So, Mimela Bai Sheini is the tikkun of Avodah Zorah. We know the Klal Yisrael was bevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zorah. So, Bai Sheini is the tikkun of Chet Avodah Zorah. How do you relate? There are still korbonus because still the Chet Ha'egel is not completely mesukan. This is the beginning. This is giving away, destroying the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zorah. How is that represented? That the Oren becomes an idea. It becomes not tangible, not physical. That you should be able to connect to the Oren in a virtual sense. That's the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh. And therefore, the Oren had to be there, but in a virtual sense. That's why the Oren is Mokrim Oren, or the Oren was hidden, or the Oren became invisible. Because Tikkun Chet Bayi Sheini is the Achona for the beginning of Chitut Tikkun Chet Ha'egel, that's the idea of Torah Shebal Peh, that's the idea of Tshuva, that's the Bitul Avodah Zorah. The Bitul Avodah Zorah is that the Oren becomes invisible. That's the beginning of the connection Be'etzem, which is Torah Shebal Peh, that you don't even need the Sefer Torah, that we are the Sefer Torahs. And that's the connection. So in Me'el Etz Givaldik, what the Rambam writes at Tikkun Avodah Zorah, Korbonos are a Tikkun of Avodah Zorah, because it's a lower kind of Avodah. That lower kind of Avodah is a direct result of Chet Ha'egel. By Shlishi, as we go, we have korbonos, but the Ikar Mok will be Ashros HaShechina, and the korbonos will be Tofel, until Losid Lovo. He did all the korbonos, the Medrash says, will be his battle, except for Korban Toida, because Korban Toida is the union of Hoidah, which is that deeper connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.